Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Good afternoon, Sarah. This is Christine Adele calling back.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
So how you doing?
I did speak with both Nina, Yona, and they said that they've discussed this with you many times. I'm not sure, but is there anything other? I mean, because they're not going to put the rate back to the 16, it's 14. We informed you, even if we
when
didn't inform you last
this
week, we're informing you now, and payday is tomorrow. So
no, but the whole thing is you cannot change somebody's pay rate without informing them. This conversation never took place.
Okay.
If it happened last year, it should have transpired last year. You do
understood.
Not wait a whole year later and then change somebody's pay
but
rate.
But I'm just saying, they're saying it's like a he said, she said, they're saying it was. I
exactly.
don't have access. Yeah. So, I'm informing you now that your rate is being changed. Yeah. So it is $14 an hour and moving forward for the 86 hours a week.
And this is the last Friday that they take $280 out of my pay. Am I correct?
I don't know. That's not.
But why is nobody called? Why is nobody calling?
They said that they have spoken with you and you curse them out, so they don't understand what more you want.
I curse Yona out because he's supposed to be the person who runs Family First Services. If you're speaking to me and telling me you got to deduct money out of my pay and I'm asking you how much and you can't sit there and tell me how much, then you shouldn't tell me that you're going to deduct money out of my pay. Don't come to me with something and you ain't got something straight on your behalf. See, now, on Friday, this is the last time that they're supposed to take $280 out of my pay. So next week, my pay should say $1,044 and some cent. Am I correct? This is why I want to talk to somebody who knows about
you. I will go over it.
Get out of here, man. You just make change in people's payroll and don't tell them nothing. And at the end of the day, that's a lawsuit against you. So if I want to be a dickhead, I could hire a lawyer and get you in a world of shit because you ain't supposed to do that.
Well, I'm telling you, we are informing you. We informed you.
No, you informed
me
after you did it.
No, but we haven't done. But
you
haven't received. You haven't received the paycheck for this Friday. It was changed.
It doesn't matter. You still made changes to my pay without informing me. Look up the law on that. That is against the law. You are not allowed to do that. And if you're talking about last year conversation I had with Ms. Nina, when Anthony got approved for them extra hours, and she called me and told me about the extra hours he got approved, mm-hmm. she was supposed to make the change right then and there.
Exactly.
You don't wait
she
a whole
was.
Year
yeah.
later
no,
and do
you're
it.
You're absolutely right. That's on her. That she didn't. That's something she needs to answer to. But I'm just saying.
But then her answering my call. That's just what I mean. You work for an agency,
exactly.
and you have the audacity not to speak to nobody. This is so unprofessional on your behalf, not
you
on their behalf. So what about the $128 they owe me?
We don't owe you $128.
How not? I was supposed to receive $828 last Friday, and I didn't receive that. After you take the $280, I'm supposed to have $828 left.
All right. Hold on.
This is ridiculous, man. I got a paycheck of $700 last week. No good. I'm fucking heated. Can't talk to this dickhead about nothing to get nothing resolved. Can't get nothing resolved with this motherfucking people. Like, it's ridiculous. Dude, let me see your phone. Pull Google up. Pass me your phone. Hurry up.
Hi. I don't know where you're getting that figure from. Your deposits were $40.99 was the last deposit working for, oh, that was 68 hours.
Then you deduct
out of $1,040.99. Yeah, and plus the taxes and stuff that were deducted, withheld. Everything goes back in, like, it goes like that, so.
I understand all this. You cannot tell me how my pay is supposed to be. I clock in for 68
hours. No, but you just
asked
me. You just asked me if you're going to be getting $1,104, and I'm just asking how you came up with that figure.
No, it's $1,044. It's not $4.
I have $1,040.99, and that is for when you were at the $16 an hour rate. So obviously that's not going to be the amount of your thing after your, because
but
we had to lower your rate.
To figure out. You took me from $16 to $14. How much is my pay going to be every week?
We won't know until we process it through the payroll company with taxes and stuff. It's an outside company. So I can tell you how much it is gross, but I can't tell you how much it will be net until after that processes.
But the point that you are missing, you are not allowed to drop my pay rate down just this night without discussing it with me.
I'm sorry.
So I will be up at your agency on Friday to discuss this. I want to hear the phone conversations because you have to provide them. That we had an agreement to drop me from 16 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
That never happened.
Right.
They're being bitches and ignoring me and avoiding me because they know that never transpired. And by law, you are not allowed to do that.
You're yelling at me. I'm not involved in this. I'm just telling you what I've been told. Okay?
All right,
so
Ms. Sarah.
Your rate is $14 an hour.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing is, last week when I got paid, where is my $120 that was taken out of
it? I did see that it was actually put in place on the 13th. Yeah.
And so where is my money at?
Your rate went down to the $14 an hour rate. That's what happened. That's where the discrepancy comes in.
I understand it. My pay rate went down to $14 an hour. No matter what, I'm still supposed to make $1,044.
No.
I got 68 hours.
If you were getting the $16 an hour.
Not
at $14 an hour.
They took me from $16 an hour to $14 an hour, which they were not supposed to do that. When they found out that phone got the 68 hours.
I'm sorry you feel that way, but we are within our rights, so you can
I already got my lawyer, and I'm bringing my lawyer on Friday, and he wants to hear the recording. That's it.
Well,
we
need to have a warrant in order to give you any kind of
recording
of everything.
All right, when do I?
I'm just saying, like, we can't just give you
down to $14 an hour. I'm still supposed to receive $1,044 every Friday.
No, that's at your rate of $16 an hour. That was your rate for $16 an hour.
$14 an hour then. How much is my pay for $14 an hour then?
Well, that's what I'm trying to explain to you, is that I can tell you how much
I'm
how much it is gross.
Taxes,
okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you.